Hare Krishna, everyone. Please accept my very, very, very affectionate greetings here from Germany. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharini. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarini. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It is very auspicious to address all of you who are participating in this call. I really think by keeping these alumni meetings on a regular basis, we form something like a coherence. That means the minds begin to think in a similar way and become inspired by each other. My subject today is a thought-provoking subject, that is life after lockdown. And I thought deeply about saying something meaningful. There is one part in the Bhagavatam where Shukadev Goswami talks about the most perfect pattern of living in this world. This is a way how Prabhupada expressed. He presents a pattern of life which is the most perfect way in the material world. This pattern comes up not only once in the Bhagavatam, but at least three times. Consistently, it is said, do this, do that, and this, and then this other, and you will be in the most perfect place you can be. Coincidentally, or let us say interestingly, that's a better word, this pattern is first revealed in a situation that is a little similar to the lockdown situation. I'm speaking of Parikshit Maharaj, who for 7 days did not move. He stayed at the banks of the Ganga when he knew of his impending death. And Shukadev Goswami explained to him the beautiful narration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, at the end, at the beginning of this marathon of just listening and staying at the banks of the Ganga, Parikshit Maharaj said a prayer, a very meaningful prayer. And in this prayer, he prays really of what he would like his life after this period of 7 days and after his death, own death even, what he would like his life to look like. And I would like to read you his request. It is Punasya Bhuyad Bhagavatyanante Rati Prasangasyatat Ashrayeshu Mahatsu Yam Yam Upayami Shrishtim Maitryastu Savatra Namo Dvijevya. Oh, again, I'm offering my obeisances to all of you Brahmanas. I pray that if I should again take my birth in the material world, I will have complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna, association with his devotees, and friendly relations with all living beings. So this is what he is saying, that in this period of life, this is very limited. This goes to an end in 7 days. But then, after this, I want these three things. Complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Shri Krishna. Association with his devotees. Friendly relations with all living beings. Let us unpack these three points so that we can practice them. I would like to start with point number 2, association with his devotees. Prabhupada says this is perfectly natural that Parikshit Maharaj wants this, because birds of the same feather, he says, mix together. We should stay with those people who are closely aspiring for the same goals which we have. Such association is inspiring and gives us the strength to reach our goal. And I will give you a little example which you will very much like. But first of all, how should we stay with devotees? You have heard it again and again, but I would like to repeat it for you. We should give and accept gifts. Please don't think this is something not so important. It is something which helps to make a more closer and affectionate relationship. We should talk with them, with the devotees, confidentially, and inquire also what they have learned, what they have seen in their lives. And finally, we should give and accept prasadam. Let me focus on the second, talking and confidentially and inquiring confidentially. My dear devotees, in this fast living life, it is so important for us to go beyond the surface level communication, because that cannot nourish us, that cannot fill our hearts. It's important that we go to those matters which are called here confidential. We could also call them close to our hearts. And it's only with devotees with whom we can talk about things that relate to our, let us say, true nature, our truest being, and so on. With all the others, we can talk about mobile telephones, cars, benzene prices, vaccination subjects, etc., etc. But only with devotees we can talk about these things which relate to our true nature, our essential life. My dear devotees, I have heard that there is such a dire need in the present society for such type of communications which are beyond the surface. In Japan, there are many agencies now which are called Rent a Friend. You can, for a day or two or three, give some amount of money and then get a friend who then talks to you. I want to make clear here, this is not done for unethical purposes, you know, sense gratification of any sort. No. This is made very clear by the agency. It is not for this. It is for talking. These friends give you an ear. And they may ask, oh, why is this so? Or how did you feel like this? Or and so on and so forth. Because people can't have this any longer so much with themselves. There are so many likes on Facebook, but they don't mean a confidential exchange. So therefore, people want this. They need this. They are willing to pay a decent amount of money because it's essential for them. In our community, talking, inquiring confidentially and talking confidentially is actually freely given. In fact, the devotees in the deepest heart want this type of exchange when they meet other devotees. They are not satisfied with other surface level things because they know here I could go, but I know that sometimes we are shy to open up. So you have to learn how to have conversations that are deep and at the same time natural for you. You have to learn how to go inside and, so to say, catch these subjects which you feel confident to talk about with someone and which you can, where you have inspiration. We have the mentorship for this, that this is possible. So let us remember how a devotee at a certain time affected our life, how such a conversation was very meaningful for us. When was the last time when you had such a type of conversation, and how did it nourish you? I would like to relate at time. We have annually, or we had annually, our Govardhan retreat, where a good number of devotees come to the valley of Govardhan to practice Krishna consciousness there. And after this, I remember we said to Burijan Prabhu and myself, decided to really spend some personal time together. So we went in Vrindavan to, we went in Govardhan under, you know, where we, to the place where we first started to have the retreats. It's in the beautiful forest near Yavat. And we talked. And he said to me, Sachinandan Swami, from my observation of who you are and when you blossom, I wish to tell you that I think you should specialize on this. And he began to talk, he shared his observation, and I must tell you, this conversation put me on the track where I am since a few years, and where I feel absolutely nourished, inspired, and happy. So such are the conversations. They get you to move in the proper way. I would like to share an amazing pastime. You know, last Wednesday was Ram Navami. We all celebrated Ram Navami, and there is a little little pastime about the power of devotees who can bring you on the right track. It's about, I will tell it like this. Ravana had heard that his own brother Vibhishan chanted the name of his arch enemy Ramachandra. So he decided to pay Vibhishan a surprise visit to catch him while he was doing it, and then give him a severe chastisement. So when he came to the house of Vibhishan, he looked through the window, and what did he see? He saw his own brother writing with a smile of joy, you know, the name of Ram all over the walls of his house. What? Ravana was incensed and broke into the door and shouted at his brother, "My own blood, my brother, you are living in my kingdom. You are living from my support. And you are supporting my enemy." So devotees are very intelligent. Vibhishan said, "Oh, Ravan, anger has temporarily overcome you. But there is a misunderstanding. Yes, I'm writing Rama, but Ra stands for Ravan, it's the short, and Ma for Mandodari, your good wife." See, Ra for Ravana, Mandodari, but it's so long, so I write Rama. Ravana shouted. His servants heard it. His secretaries heard it. You know, he had come with a retinue. "I am the king of Lanka. My order stands supreme. From now on, the name Rama should be written about across all the pillars." This is a very good program. This will remind the citizens of Lanka of their gracious king. And so it was done. Devotees, my dear listeners, can make or plan and are empowered to make everyone turn to the Lord. That is their speciality. That is their potency. That is the divine investment that is put within them. And even small devotees, means young devotees, if you learn to associate with them on the proper level. By, for instance, you can ask the young devotee, "Why did you join Pandava Sena? And what challenges did you face? And how did you overcome them?" You will find a lot of inspiring news from this conversation. Second point. Complete attachment to the Lord. This is what Parikshit Maharaj said. It's the most important of his requests. He wants complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Sri Krishna. He wants association with devotees, but also complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Sri Krishna. The question which we have is, we have heard this many times, how, yes, I want attachment to the Lord, but what would be the most ideal way for me to increase whatever little attachment there is already. Once, King Prithu had very, very special visitors. It were the four boy saints, the four Kumaras. And he asked them, is there anything that can benefit people like me who are accustomed to walk in the wrong direction? The wrong direction is sense gratification. He said this. And who are born in samsara, we are material people. Prithu Maharaj asked this because he had his vast empire in mind in the people. Is there really anything that can help us that is totally beneficial? And the Kumaras gave a beautiful answer. They said, yes, you must learn detachment from the things that entangle you, and you must simultaneously increase your attachment to the Lord. And we will tell you and all the citizens who have assembled to listen to this darshan or this conversation, we will tell you how to do this. And I really think this is very practical. It starts all, said the Kumaras, with inquiring about the process of bhakti. You should be inquisitive. How does this bhakti, what are the treasures of bhakti, the things which I do not yet know? And then immediately, said the Kumaras, apply it. And then they said, we give you a practical tip how to apply this process so that you can become more attached to Krishna. Regularly hear and chant and worship daily the Lord and his devotees. I think all of us should have a home altar, not only standing there, but we should use it by even only offering a glass of water when we are out, bring flowers or fruits, or even other forms of worship like artic and so on. And they say, the Kumaras say, you must make some effort. They say, Vinahara guna piyushapanat. You should really mold and arrange your day. Prabhupada uses the word mold your day in such a way that one cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the Lord's qualities. My dear devotees, do not cheat yourself out of this possibility. By regularly hearing something about Krishna, you will definitely get a wonderful, wonderful result in your life. There's an example which I want to share with you, which also comes from the Leela of Ram. There is one work called Bhaktamala, and there the life of saintly people are described. And I like this book very much because we hear how they think and how what they did. So there was one saintly person, a great devotee of Ram, who chanted 10 billion names of Ram. That's so much that he really chanted the whole day. Ram, 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 or Raghu, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Hanuman, or what? I do not know his mantra. And then came the last moments of his life. He was departing, and he cried profusely. The servant came to his deathbed and said, "Why do you cry so much? You are now leaving this body and you will go back home, back to Ram. This is sure. Why do you cry?" And the saintly person, who was so attached to Ram, just see what he said. He said, "It's so nice, it's so good." He said, "I've written it down. I could not chant enough. I have not done justice to the holy name. The holy name is so merciful. It came into my life. It's Ram himself," and so on. "What the name offered me, and I did hardly do any seva. I pray to Ram to get another human birth, where I want to share this nectar with others and chant some more." So yes, this is the amazing forms of attachment to Krishna, and it does come if you mold your life after lockdown, especially in such a way that there is really enough time, that there is a good time reserved for this. I need to end. I'm already 1 minute over time, but let me just go to the last point, just very briefly. Prabhupada writes about this being kind, having friendly relations with all living beings. He says, "As a good son of the Father behaves friendly with all his other brothers, so also the devotee of the Lord, being a good son of the Supreme Father, Shri Krishna, sees all other living beings in relation with the Supreme Father." You know, when you go out, see people, they are souls, they're part of Krishna. So, and then he tries to bring back the upstart sons of the Father to a saner stage and to get them to accept the Supreme Fatherhood of God. I see this. I'm doing every day a health walk for about 45 minutes, and I meet these people. We live in a small town, Neuruppin, and I meet the same faces again and again because it's lockdown, and I always try to say something which makes them think about God and the Lord. And I'm already known as the monk of the region here. And I see how much people appreciate the encouragement if it's done sensitively, according to their present level of understanding, and to help them to move forward towards the Supreme Father. So my dear devotees, after lockdown, do three things. They are detailed. Make a note, please, so that you can read it in your own time. In Canto 1, Chapter 19, Text 16. I repeat, Canto 1, Chapter 19, Text 16. Beautiful verse where Parikshit Maharaj prays for the ideal life. When the 7 days are over, then if he should take another human birth, he wants these three things: complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Shri Krishna, association with his devotees, and friendly relations with all living beings. We talked a little bit about how to increase the attachment to Krishna. You need to mold your life in a way that you can hear about him and chant about him. And you should also inquire about bhakti and apply it. And also say no to non-devotee life, you know. And the last thing is, the next thing was associate with devotees. Learn to go beyond the surface level. And there are the six forms of exchanges which we heard about, of which we highlighted to talk in confidence and to listen in confidence. And then there was giving prasadam and taking prasadam, etc. And finally, be compassionate towards others. Really, this is so nice, you know. Be compassionate. See how you can have friendly relationship and compassionate relationships to all living beings. I will end here. Hari Bol. And over to you, Radhika Ranjan.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for these three points. If you missed the verse number, I put the link in the chat box to Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.16, which details the three points that Maharaj spoke about tonight. Complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Sri Krishna, associating with devotees, and friendly relations, keeping friendly relations to all living beings. We have time now for questions and answers, so please kindly continue to send your questions to me. The first question, Maharaj, is from Himesh. And he asks, confidential exchanges require a lot of quality time. How do we have them if devotees are too busy in their family and professional lives?
In normal relationships with normal people, you need to first become what we say in Germany, warm with the people, and that takes a little time to warm up the relationship, you know, to and so on. But see, devotees and the friends of Lord Krishna have joined Krishna consciousness because they want these confidential exchanges. It's only a question on what foot you start the communication. That's maybe only a German expression. What I mean to say, what you talk about. I have found out that even with newer with people whom I don't know, I can ask a confidential question. And if I phrase it in a way the other feels comfortable with. And just recently we had a guest here from overseas, and immediately we came to a level of some depths. You could, for instance, see, to help you get to a level where you can lead a conversation which is not surface level, I recommend you read in the scriptures, because they bring you to a deeper level, and from there you can easily communicate, and you will find out, however you call into a communication, however you enter a communication, what you put in the communication, you will get an appropriate reaction. When you talk superficial things, the other will talk superficially. But if you talk about, I read this point in the Bhagavatam, and you know, and have you heard something about this also? That do you know some further information? I have a question here. You are immediately in a deeper level. And you can, of course, also ask very personal questions. I'm finding it sometimes hard to maintain my spiritual practice. Do you have any, there are so many things to be done? Do you have any tips like this? In other words, try to learn to lead deep conversations, and you will soon finding out that everyone wants to be with you. Everyone wants to have your association because they know, wow, when I'm with such a person, he is interested in deeper things. And then the atmosphere becomes so blissful because wherever you talk about Krishna, it's wonderful. But whenever the absence of Krishna is there, you enter into misunderstanding, complicated relationships, etc. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. The next question is from Rikesh. Along the similar lines, he asks, how do you personally encourage devotees to make time for sadhu sangha?
Yeah, and this time, how do you practically encourage them? You have to find something which they are interested in. This is always the work of the Pandavasena trip team. They have to find out, they look for a location, they look how to arrange the days that it's inspiring for everyone. You know, there's adventure trips and whatever for those who come new. Find out the way that to make an association in such a way that they need to, they will feel they need to make time for this, because they get something out of it. You must know there is a secret in human communication. It's summarized with the formula, what's in for me? When someone feels enriched by the communication, they will want to be there in the communication. This is a little bit in the mode of proper Vaishnava Sangha. You want to give gifts to them. Gifts don't need to always be material gifts, like new recordings or new wristwatches, but they can be immaterial gifts of, you know, attention, of kindness, of help, and so on. You can, for instance, say to someone when you want to associate with them, do you need any help in the household or in the garden, or you know, and come there as a servant goes there. I find out whenever you bring an interesting subject matter which is beneficial to the other, you are welcome. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Maharaj. That is the end of our Q&A for tonight. Now we will move on to updates on various projects from across the alumni board. But before we do, I just want to offer my sincere gratitude to Maharaj for taking time to kindly share with us inspirations. And if I'm not mistaken, he's going to be with us till the end and also lead some kirtan to close our evening. So please do stay for the opportunity to hear the holy name from Maharaj. So,
may I say one concluding word please to this session?
Please.
We are now moving out of the lockdown. It looks like that. Let us say like this. We live in uncertain times, but from all we know, I would like to say something from Prabhupada's purport about, you know, obviously staying inspired even after the lockdown. We have heard the three very nice keys to a perfect way of living in this world, this three pieces of advice. But you must know, practicing bhakti in this world can be like a fight with Maya. There's in the Bhagavatam this amazing story of the elephant Gajendra, who while bathing is attacked by a monstrous crocodile. And Prabhupada says practicing bhakti is like fighting with the Maya crocodile. We are like the elephants here, and Maya attacks. For this, we should not be in a position in which our strength and our enthusiasm and our senses are unable to fight vigorously. And Prabhupada says the way why it was so bad for the elephant, this crocodile, was because the crocodile was in its element, the water, and the elephant was out of his element, the land. He's an animal of the land, and therefore the crocodile was much stronger. So he says, to keep oneself fit, one must therefore place oneself in a condition of life that is favorable. And what constitutes a normal condition will not be the same for everyone, and therefore there are divisions of Varnashram. So he's my point here is, my dear devotees, after in lockdown and after lockdown, but especially after lockdown, see that you mold your life, shape the circumstances in your life, so that you really are able to get enthusiasm and strength. Maybe it's so simple as cleaning up the mess in your room, you know, so that you are more enthusiastic and strong, because then you have a sattvic environment from where you can deal with your life. But please know, find a situation or establish a situation where you will have enthusiasm and inner strength, and where you are also healthy. The senses should be strong. This is my little advice. But I will stop now here. I'm so enthusiastic always, but here I will stop.
Thank you so much.